Good morning.
Do-san.
I have to make sure I drink lots of water today because today I do not feel very well.
我今日要飲好多水，因為我覺得唔係好舒服。
It's not because of Thailand. It's because when I got back from Thailand, I've been eating very unhealthily.
唔係因為泰國，而係我去完泰國翻嚟之後咧，我食咗好多唔健康嘅食物。
And I have two sermons today, so I have to really watch out.
今日我係要講兩場嘅道，所以我要好小心。
So it seems like we just finished our Christmas season.
我哋好似啱啱過完聖誕節咯。
But you know what? Not really.
其實唔係嘅。
Because we acknowledge Jesus Christ throughout the year, no matter if it's Christmas or in January or February or onwards.
因為其實全年無論咩時候咧，我哋都係要承認耶穌。
Jesus is born to us, and I'm sure you've heard a lot of Christmas sermons. And he brings to us the gospel message.
我想在聖誕節的時候，你們聽了很多講道，是知道耶穌是為我們而生，他是帶福音給我們。
Not only does he bring the gospel message, but he is the gospel message.
他不單止將福音帶給我們，他本身就是福音。
So before we start today's sermon, I'd like to ask for us to close our eyes and just to pray.
在我們開始之前，我們大家一起禱告。
God, we are so thankful to have celebrated Christmas with our families.
天父，我哋好感恩，我哋可以系同我哋嘅家人一齐庆祝圣诞节。
I'm sure there are many people around the world that in Christmas time it is not as celebrated.
我知道喺世界上好多地方唔系每一个人都系有机会同佢家人系一齐庆祝。
But Father, let us, of course, keep our eyes fixated. On the whole reason of Christmas, which is that you are born to us.
但系天父让我哋注目圣诞节嘅理由就系耶稣基督为我哋降生。
So Father, let us continue this theme, the meaning of what it means for you to have come down from heaven and to have died on the cross for us.
天父让我哋系继续谨记你为我哋降生在世上嘅原因。
We just thank you so much.
我们献上感恩。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
阿们。
I like to always reread the scripture because I think it's really important.
我想重读一次经文，因为是很重要的。
The translation we have is from the ESV, but if you're reading from NIV, it's totally okay. We're going to go one verse at a time, just because it's a bit of a long passage, so one verse at a time in English and then in Chinese.
因為是很長，我們會是逐句逐句讀。
Verse 32 says, Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him.
32節這樣說，又有兩個犯人和耶穌一同帶來處死。
And when they came to the place that is called the skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right, and one on his left.
到了一個地方名叫竹樓地，就在那裡把耶穌釘在十字架上，又釘了兩個犯人，一個在左邊，一個在右邊。
And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments.
當下耶穌說，父啊，赦免他們，因為他們所做的，他們不曉得。兵丁就黏扣分他的衣服。
And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one.
百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他，说，他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine.
兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝。
And saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself.
说你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。
There was also an inscription over him that says, This is the king of the Jews.
在耶稣以上有一个牌子写着这是犹太人的王。
One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.
那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation?
那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？
And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And he said to him, Truly I say to you, Today you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
In the scripture that we have today, we sort of fast-forwarded from the Christmas kind of passages, from Jesus' birth to now his death.
今天我们看到的经文呢，是由圣诞节的时候，由耶稣出世的时候，很快地跳到去耶稣死亡的时候。
And it's not a pretty picture. He's crucified.
这个不是一个很美丽的画面，耶稣是被钉死的。
He's crucified, he's mocked, he's insulted, his belongings were divided among the soldiers.
他是被钉在十字架，受到屈辱，受到嘲讽，他的衣服也是被人瓜分。
And if anyone here has seen the movie, The Passion of the Christ, it's an honest and gut-wrenching look at The crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
如果你们有人看过一套戏叫做《受难曲》的，那套戏就是很清楚地描述很凶残地耶稣被人钉死在十字架上。
It's not exactly the way you thought you would start your new year.
当然新年的时候你不会想想一些这么凶残的事。
But it is in this moment that shows the amazing character of God.
但也在这个时候是同时显示神的属性。
And so the character of God is of course the first point I want to make in verse 34, when Jesus is surrounded by people who are mocking him and insulting him. Jesus says to him these amazing words. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
首先我要指出神的属性就是当时耶稣是被一些很凶残的人包围他。他们是侮辱他，将他钉上十字架。但是在34节耶稣这样说，他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
And if you're the type to be writing notes or putting things down in your paper, for sure the first thing I want to get across is that God's love is truly unconditional.
如果你们有习惯是写笔记的，那首先我要提出来讲的就是神对我们的爱呢，是没有限制，没有条件的。
God loves us to no end.
神对我们的爱是无尽的。
This picture, and it's sort of like two sides. There's one side where there's brutality and violence, and the other side is just seeing this loving forgiveness that Jesus is demonstrating.
这个画面是分成两边的，一边呢，就是这帮人凶残地去谋害耶稣，另外一边呢，我们看到是耶稣对我们的爱和宽恕。
And so this picture of two sides of violence and loving forgiveness, I think this needs to be etched into every person's mind right now, just to burn it into your heads to remember what Jesus was going through, yet he responded with loving forgiveness.
我希望大家记住这个这么极端的画面，让我们紧紧记住神对我们的爱。
This is the character of Jesus that we need to start the new year with.
我们新年一开始就要记住神的属性。
The character of Jesus, of someone who loves us so unconditionally, his love for us is just so pure.
神对我们的爱呢，是完全无瑕疵的，也都是没有条件的。
He sincerely loves us.
他是真诚地爱我们。
How much does he love us?
究竟他爱我们有多深呢？
He loves us so much that even when we put him on the cross, Jesus on the cross is pleading for our forgiveness.
祂爱我们爱到即使我们将祂钉上十架，祂仍然是为我们请求宽恕。
We have to start 2019 by renewing our minds again and reminding ourselves how much God loves us.
2019年开始，我们是要将我们的心意更新，紧紧记住神有几咁爱我们。
He was born in a manger and he was crucified on the cross.
祂在马槽出生，最后祂在十字架上被钉死。
In other words, he was born in a place of filth and he died in the place of shame.
祂在一个很肮脏的地方出生，亦都是充满屈辱的地方死亡。
And I would ask, why did he do that? He did that because so that he would die and pay for our sins so that we might believe in his name.
为什么他要这样做呢？他是为我们的罪是死亡被钉死，这样是希望我们可以信他。
And we all need to start our year with that in our minds again.
我们每一个人在新年开始的时候都要记住这一点。
Before we can go to our response to Christ, which is the title, before we can get to our response, I'd like to look at the response of those around Jesus when he was crucified.
在我们讲我们的回应之前，我想看一下当日耶稣被钉的时候，那些人对他的回应。
And unfortunately, Jesus' love and forgiveness, it's met by the opposite. It's met by resistance and ridicule.
很不幸地，耶稣的爱呢，是受到抗拒和嘲讽。
If you count the number of verses of ridicule and resistance, if you count the verses right after Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, if you count them, there are five straight verses detailing how much they insulted him and how much they hated him.
你会看到当耶稣讲完话，神啊，祂赦免他们，他们不知道他们做什么，跟着那五句经文呢，是很清楚地说当时那些人是怎样去拒绝他，同埋去戏弄他，去嘲讽他。
In verse 35, the rulers, they scoffed at him. They were taunting him. Jesus, Jesus, you have to save yourself.
在35节那里，那些官员呢，是嘲笑他呢，就说耶稣，你可以救自己而已。
In verse 36, they gave him not good wine, they gave him sour wine. And again, they were taunting him. Hey, you're the king of the Jews. And remember, they put this crown of thorns on his head, mocking him because they were saying that you're the king of the Jews? You can wear this crown. But it was not a real crown, it was a painful crown.
在36節那裡講到兵丁戲弄他，給他醋他喝，還跟他戴上一個荊棘的王冠，他們說，那你是猶太王嘛，這個荊棘是會弄到耶穌是很痛的。
Verse 37-38, they placed a sign over his head saying, King of the Jews, taunting any of the Jewish onlookers, taunting them, saying, This is your king, who is now dying on the cross.
37章同37節呢，他就講話耶穌個頭上面有個牌呢，佢哋寫住呢個係猶太人嘅王啊，佢哋唔單止羞辱耶穌，佢亦都係佢哋羞辱當時在場睇住嘅猶太人話，嗱，你哋個王就係咁噶啦，俾人釘上十字架。
And in verse 39, even a convicted criminal who is also dying next to Jesus starts taunting him.
39節那裡說，當時甚至其中有一個犯人呢，亦都是同時是讥笑耶穌的。
Five straight verses from when Jesus was just being loving and pleading for their forgiveness, five straight verses showing how much they hated him, insulted him, wanted him, mocking him. These verses is something to think about.
呢五節經文好清楚咁顯示，當耶穌為佢哋係求赦罪嘅時候，佢哋係喺度好肯定咁樣係嘲諷耶穌，係侮辱佢。
The Bible only includes things that are worth copying and writing down and remembered.
聖經只係會記載值得我哋去記住嘅事情。
The Bible would not include something so grotesque and so disgusting if there was no purpose to it.
假如冇原因嘅咧，聖經係唔會記一啲係咁難睇、係咁唔好嘅事嘅。
Notice a few verses earlier when Jesus was crucified, the Bible only uses the words "they crucified him."
喺開頭嘅時候，聖經只係提到耶穌被釘啦，係好簡單咁話佢係被釘上十字架。
It's a very short description.
係一個好簡單嘅形容。
They don't want to describe it.
佢哋唔想講咁多。
But here we have five verses showing the response of these people responding to Jesus' loving forgiveness.
但係呢五節經文咧，係好清楚咁樣睇到呢班人咧係點樣抗拒同埋憎恨耶穌。
Which brings me to my next point. My next point is, not everyone will respond to Jesus with love.
跟住我想提出嘅點咧，就係唔係每一個人都知道點樣回應對外回應。
These five verses show us that these soldiers were not sort of half in and half out with their hatred. They were so confident in their hatred of Jesus.
呢五節經文讓我哋睇到咧，呢啲士兵咧，佢哋唔係話好猶豫啊咁樣啊，好唔好去殺耶穌咧？佢哋好肯定去做呢件事嘅。
Even when Jesus meets them with love, they reject him.
即使係耶穌係以愛面對佢哋，佢哋都係好堅定咁樣拒絕。
And if I think about it, the things that they have said about Jesus some 2,000 years ago are basically the same things I hear today about Jesus.
我喺度諗，二千年前呢啲人抗拒耶穌講嘅説話，其實而家啲人亦都係同樣咁樣講。
The common thing that I always hear from non-believers.Is if you are God, you know, if God exists, why can't He get rid of all the violence and all the suffering in the world?
嗰啲唔信嘅人咧，最普遍佢哋成日讲嘅就系，如果你系上帝，咁点解你唔拎走啲暴力啊，拎走啲苦痛咧？
It's the same charge they're saying to Jesus. Jesus, if you are God, why can't you come down from the cross and save yourself?
就好似嗰啲兵丁当时话。耶穌，如果你真係神，點解你自己唔由個十字架度行落嚟救翻自己咧？
This common question clouds the mind of many unbelievers, and it leads them to unbelief.
呢啲咁簡單嘅問題咧，令到佢哋個頭腦係蒙蔽，係令到佢哋係不信。
The argument they're saying is easy to understand, but certainly it is difficult for us to answer.
其實咧都唔係好難明點解佢哋咁樣嘅爭拗嘅。不過咧，我哋要回答唔係咁容易。
And so if I could boil it down one more time, the common things people say today is, if God could get rid of bad things, why doesn't He do it?
咁我再講一次，一般人嗰啲唔信嘅咧，佢哋就會話：如果神可以拎走啲唔好嘅事，點解佢唔敢做啊
？And I'm not an expert of any kind.But if I could briefly just try and answer that question right now, could Jesus have really come down from the cross in that moment?
如果要好簡單咁答呢個問題，咁我會問當時耶穌係咪可以就咁喺十字架上行落嚟咧？
Let's use our collective brains right now. Could Jesus have come down from the cross as he was being crucified?
我哋大家一齐谂下，当耶稣被钉上十字架嘅时候，佢可唔可以由个十字架上行翻落嚟咧
？Yes, of course he could have. He is God. He could do anything.
当然可以啦，佢系神啊嘛，佢可以做任何嘢噶嘛。
He could have, but he chose not to.
佢可以咁做，但系佢选择唔去咁做。
And the common question would be why?
咁跟住會問嘅就係點解啊
？The reason Jesus chose to die and to remain on the cross is because he knew that it was his purpose.
耶稣选择死在十字架上，是因为他要成就他的计划。
And Jesus knew that he had to remain on the cross and to die on the cross because it was the appointed time.
耶稣知道他被钉死在十字架上，因为这个是神所预定的时间。
And Jesus remained on the cross and he died on the cross because he chose to do it willingly in love and with compassion.
耶稣留在十字架上是受死，因为他是心甘情愿这样做，是因为是爱和怜悯。
So a lot of people ask me, oh, Pastor Justin, why doesn't God remove the violence and suffering from this earth?
也会有人问陈传道，上帝为什么不拿走世界上的暴力和苦痛呢？
And my best response to that is, well, he can do that, but he just doesn't think it is the appointed time yet.
那我的答案就是，当然神可以啦，但是未曾是时候嘛。
When it is the appointed time, then God will remove violence and suffering from the earth. And you know what that's called? That's called heaven on earth.
当时间到，神呢就会拎走这些暴力，拎走所有的痛苦，那阵时就是天国降临。
So Jesus could have saved himself, but he just chose not to.
其实耶稣是可以救自己的，但是他选择不去这样做。
He chose to stay on the cross to fulfill his purpose, which is to pay for our sins, the sins of you and me.
他选择留在十字架上受死，因为是要成就这个计划，是为你和我的罪是付上赎价。
And if we have faith in Jesus and in his name, then we would inherit eternal life.
我们只要是相信耶稣，我们会因为他而得永生。
If you didn't know what the gospel is, that was the gospel.
如果你们不知道什么是福音，那个就是福音。
I don't claim to be an expert on that tough question I just mentioned.
我不是说刚才我说的那些这么困难的问题，我答得很厉害。
Because certainly people can always ask me, why doesn't God, you know, heal this person, or Pastor Justin, why did my grandma die in this way? There are so many questions that I cannot answer fully.
Because there are so many questions
I don't fully understand God's entire plan.
当然我不可能是完全明白神的计划是怎样。
But through the scripture that we just read, the one thing I want to get across is that Jesus' love for us is truly amazing. But unfortunately, not everyone will respond accordingly to Jesus' love.
根据刚才我们所读的经文呢，我是认识到耶稣对我们的爱呢是很奇妙的。不过不是每一个人都懂得怎样去回应。
And so a small point about this is that the gospel that we always preach and that we always teach, it will actually divide people.
所以我想提出一点，就是我们传福音，我们经常讲道呢，其实是会分化人的。
In church, in, like here, we will have people who will come to church, who will love God, who will love worshiping God, but at the same time, we will have people that will maybe come to church, but they'll realize that they don't like what we're doing. They don't like to worship God. Actually, they might even hate you and me.
在教会里面呢，我当然知道有很多人是爱神啦，他们是喜欢回来教会，很开心这样崇拜。但是不是每一个人都是的。有一些呢，他们根本是不喜欢回来，他们甚至不喜欢你。
It happened 2,000 years ago in the presence of the cross. It will happen today in 2019, right here.
2,000 年前，当耶稣钉十字架的时候，这些事情发生。今时今日，亦都是同样在这里发生。
It is almost a universal truth, and to be honest, we have to be okay with that.
老实讲啊，这个事实呢，就是几时都是存在的，我们是要学习面对。
It applies to us because As we are building the church and we're growing our ministries, we have to accept the fact that not everyone is going to like what you and I are doing.
作為教會，我哋建立唔同嘅事工啊、牧養啊咁，我哋要承認一個事實，事實就係唔係每一個人都係樂意接受。
And if people are leaving our church because they are rejecting the gospel, then that's a good thing.
如果有人因為抗拒福音而離開教會，咁其實係好事嚟嘅。
You might say, Pastor Justin, how could that be a good thing?
咁跟住你會問，咁陳傳道話，咁點會係好事啊？
Well, to me, that's indication that what we are doing is actually true to the gospel.
咁其實咧，係顯示出我哋傳嘅福音咧係正確嘅。
You might say to me, "Well, Pastor Justin, couldn't people be leaving church because they don't like your preaching?"
你可能會話，咁可能啲人離開教會，因為佢哋唔中意聽你講道啫。
That's true too. It's possible.
都有可能嘅。
You might say to you, "Pastor Justin, couldn't they be leaving church because they don't like the way you dress?"
可能話陳傳道佢哋離開教會，因為佢哋唔中意你嘅打扮。
Or the way that you sound.
或者你把聲。
Or the worship team.
又或者係詩班。
Or that we don't have enough parking space.
或者唔夠位泊。
Yeah, it's possible.
咁呢啲都係有可能嘅。
But listen to me. If they're leaving our church because they are rejecting the gospel, we have to be okay with that.
但係我想大家留意嘅就係，假如佢哋係因為抗拒福音而離開教會嘅咧，呢個係我哋要面對嘅，係可以接受嘅。
And if they are leaving our church because of the gospel, it's reminding me that hey, we are actually preaching the gospel.
如果佢哋因為係唔接受福音而離開教會嘅咧，咁亦都係提醒我啊，原來我哋講嘅道係正確嘅，係正確無誤嘅。
Of course, I'm going to work on my sermons.
當然我係會繼續係做好我嘅講道啦。I'll
try to look better.
我係希望打扮得好啲啦。
We'll try to make the parking as accommodating as possible.
盡量俾多啲車位大家泊車啦。
We'll try to make the worship team I have to be careful now. Just you know, more to everyone's liking. I don't know.
希望大家係更加接受我哋嘅每一個團隊啦。
But if people are leaving because they don't want the gospel, it's okay.
但係如果啲人因為唔接受福音而離開咧，咁係OK嘅。
Let's look at it the other way around. If people were always coming to our church, and everyone's smiling, and our church had no problems at all, and like all these people were doing all kinds of things here, and no one would leave, I would be actually kind of suspicious.
不如我哋調翻轉頭睇啊！假如個個翻到嚟教會係好愛教會、好開心，個個都面帶笑容，教會入邊亦都係冇任何矛盾嘅。咁其實咧，如果咁樣咧，我仲覺得係值得懷疑。
If people are coming to our church and they're doing all kinds of things that were, you know, kind of questionable, but they felt like it's at home here and they were so comfortable here and they can do all kinds of, I don't know, illicit and unethical things and they felt like, oh, this is a church, they're going to accept us. I would start to feel kind of uncomfortable.
如果個個翻到嚟教會啊，好似喺屋企一樣咁隨便，乜嘢都可以做，乜嘢都可以講，而個個都覺得咁樣可以接受嘅咧，我反為就覺得有啲唔對路。If
our church had zero problems and if people were all very, very happy, I would think we've gone from worshiping God to worshiping you.
假如我哋教會入邊係冇任何矛盾，冇任何困難。 每一個人都好似好開心咁咧，我覺得其實我哋未必係崇拜神，我哋係崇拜我哋自己。
So if we preach the gospel correctly, we will have people leaving the church.
所以當我哋係正確咁樣傳道嘅時候，係會有人離開教會嘅。
Not everyone will accept the gospel, and in fact, you will be persecuted for it.
唔係每一個人都接受福音嘅。 甚至你可能因為傳福音而受到逼迫。
But that's not the end. If you hear the gospel and if you're someone who is open and you see Jesus for who he is, What is your response?
咁好啦，講翻你聽個福音，咁你都係認識耶穌啦。咁你個回應應該係點嘅咧
？Verses 40 and 41 shows the heart of the one who believes in Jesus.
40 and 41咧，就係顯示嗰個信耶穌嘅人嘅心係點嘅。
Let's remember what's happening. One of the criminals is taunting Jesus, and he says, "Hey, save yourself." And then he tags in this line. He's like, "And then save us."
当时其中一个罪犯咧，佢就嘲笑紧耶稣啦。咁佢话你救你自己啦。跟住佢仲话乜你救埋我哋。
But then the other criminal he rebukes him.
但系另外一个罪犯咧就责备佢。
The other criminal had a penitent heart.
另一个罪犯咧，佢系用一个忏悔嘅心。
And he says, "We, so criminals, we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man Jesus has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
佢话我哋受刑罚咧系应该嘅，因为我哋所受嘅同我哋所做嘅咧系相称嘅。咁但系佢话耶稣啊，你德国降临嘅时候，求你纪念我。
And so the third and final point that is really important is that we are sinners, Jesus is perfect.
所以最后一点，第三点咧，我想提醒大家嘅就系，我哋系罪人，但系耶稣系完全嘅。
The response to Jesus from the criminal that had the penitent heart.The response is that he first acknowledged his own sin.
嗰个有悔过嘅心嘅罪犯咧，佢嗰个回应咧就系首先佢承认佢自己嘅罪。
And after he acknowledged his own sin, then he acknowledged that Jesus is the righteous one.
当佢承认咗佢自己嘅罪嘅时候咧，佢跟住就系承认耶稣系义人。
Compared to the other criminal just hurled insults.And still taunting Jesus to save himself. That other criminal, he doesn't even acknowledge his own sin.
而另外一个罪犯咧，佢就只系挂住嘲讽耶稣啦。佢系冇谂住认罪。
Which is funny that that criminal doesn't acknowledge his own sin because he's also crucified next to Jesus.
嗰个唔肯认罪嗰句咧，其实佢都系喺耶稣旁边，系已经系被钉。
And to be honest.The people who reject God today are so similar to the person who rejected God in that moment.
好老实讲，今时今日抗拒神嘅人咧，等同当时呢个抗拒耶稣嘅罪犯系一模一样。
The two criminals that were next to Jesus, they basically summarize the two responses that you could ever have to Jesus' love and forgiveness.
喺耶稣旁边呢两个罪犯咧，大致上可以概括咗。人對耶穌嗰個回應。
The person, there is one person that rejects God, and there is one person that accepts God.
一個係拒絕，一個係接受。
The people that reject God, they are blinded by their own arrogance, and they create excuses to who Jesus is, and they even create excuses for their own sin.
嗰個拒絕神，嗰啲拒絕神嘅人咧。佢哋係為自己嘅罪惡係製造好多藉口啦，亦都係製造好多唔同嘅藉口去抗拒承認耶穌。
On the other hand, the people that accept God are those that know the consequences of their sin, and that they see that Jesus is truly who He claims to be.
另外一個佢係選擇相信嘅咧，佢係為佢自己做過嘅事負責。亦都係宣稱係神係耶穌係神嘅兒子。
You have no idea how similar today people are with the people with the Bible.
今時今日人嘅回應咧，同聖經所描述嘅咧，其實係一樣嘅。
To this day, the majority of people that reject God are people that say to themselves, "Oh, I am a righteous person, and I don't need God."
今時今日嗰啲拒絕相信神嘅人咧，佢哋覺得自己係公義嘅，佢覺得我係一個好人啦，我唔需要上帝喎。
They say to themselves, "I'm not a sinner. I'm a good person, and I don't need Jesus."
佢同自己講話： 我不是罪人，我是一个好人，我不需要上帝。
I remember when I was 12 years old, I was being dropped off by a family friend. And she wasn't a churchgoer, but as soon as I was getting dropped off to church, she says to me, Justin, I don't believe in God. Am I a bad person?
我記得我大約12歲的時候，家裡有一個朋友車我去教會，當他放下我的時候，他說了一句，Justin, 他說我不信上帝的，那我是不是壞人啊？
I was so young, I was 12 years old, I have no idea what to say to her.
當時我只有12歲，我很小，其實我不懂怎樣回答
他。And I was being dropped off for a church event. I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to say?
當時他是送我去教會，我根本都不知道怎樣回應。
And so what I'm trying to point out is that so many people in this world have this mindset that as long as I live a good life, I don't need Jesus.
我想提出的就是世界上有很多人呢，他的想法就是，总而言之，我有好的生活就够了，我不需要上帝的。
It is the trick of the devil to convince us that we are good people and that we can live good lives without God.
这个就是魔鬼的诡计。他哄我们，他说，总之我们是好人，我们就会有好的生活，我们就不需要上帝。
And the reason that question is such a tough question to ask is because it is a trick question.
这个问题这么难问，是因为是一个是 很蛊惑的题目，很刁钻的题目。
Because being Christian and following Jesus doesn't suddenly make you a good person overnight.
因为作为基督徒追随耶稣，不会令你忽然之间就变成一个好人。
Being Christian and following Jesus means that you've acknowledged that you are a sinner and that Jesus has paid for your sins.
作为基督徒，你只是承认你的罪。而耶稣呢，是为你的罪，是付上代价。
It's kind of awkward now when I see that family friend that once asked me that over 16 years ago.
我现在见回那个当时问我这个问题的朋友呢，我都觉得有少少不自然。
I don't know what to say to her still.
其实我都不知道怎样回答
她。Because even if I could say these wonderful words, I don't think she'll respond well.
因为即使我将这些说话给他听，我不觉得他是会有好的回应。
Do you know of someone that thinks they are a good person? That thinks they could just live a life without Jesus and remain good?
你是不是认识一些人呢？他们是觉得他们自己是好人，有好的生活，他们是不需要上帝。
Pray for that person.
请你为他们祷告。
Not that they would all of a sudden see lots of terrible things in their lives and then acknowledge God as their savior.
当然他们不会立刻看到自己身上发生的不好的事，就跟着立刻是接受神。
Pray that you would have another encounter, another opportunity with this person so that you can help clarify what it means to be a follower of Christ.
你是祈祷是让神有机会让你继续去接触这个人，让你是继续是有机会给他看到作为基督徒应该是怎样的。
Our response to Jesus is to say, we are sinners, and by your death on the cross, you've paid for our sins. Our sins past, present, and future.
我们对神的回应就是承认我们自己是罪人。耶稣，你为我们受死，你是为我们过去、现在、将来的罪付上重价。
The last few words of the criminal who had the penitent heart, the last few words he says to Jesus, remember me as you come into your kingdom.
那个悔过的罪犯，他最后几句说话跟耶稣讲的呢，就是当你得国的时候，求你纪念我。
And Jesus responds, today,You will be with me in paradise.
而耶稣的回应就是，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
This criminal went from being on death penalty to having eternal life with Jesus.
这个罪犯他由死刑被判死刑的人跟着是进入永生。
He did that by acknowledging his own sin and then declaring that Jesus is God.
他是首先承认他自己的罪，然后他宣称耶稣是神的儿子。
That is the response that we should have.
这个就是我们应该有的回应。
It doesn't matter what wrong you have done in the past.
无论你过去做了几多错的事。
It doesn't matter how many people you have hurt or how you have hurt them.
无论在过去你曾经伤害或者是怎样伤害过很多人。
It doesn't matter how much you have hated God in the past.
无论你过去是曾经几咁憎恨上帝。
Jesus is here to plead for your forgiveness.
耶稣是为你是请求上帝的宽恕。
Jesus forgives death row criminals 2,000 years ago. He can forgive you today.
2,000 年前，耶稣是拯救死刑的，准备行死刑的犯人。今天耶稣也在这里拯救你。
There is no limit to his love and there is no limit to his grace.
耶稣的爱是无限制的，他的恩典也是无尽的。
And he will say to you, you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣他会跟你说，今天你要跟我在乐园里了。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we are admitting that we are all sinners here.
天父，我们承认我们每一个人都是罪人。
And we have all done things that have insulted you and that has disgusted you.
我们曾经是做过令你不喜悦的事，羞辱你的事。
But despite of that, you stayed on the cross and that you wanted to forgive us.
但是耶稣，你在十字架上的情景，你是为我们的罪是付上代价。
Let us have the response of the penitent criminal who first acknowledges his own sin and then saw that you are the righteous one.
让我们好像那个有悔过的心的囚犯一样，是首先承认自己的罪，然后是承认耶稣你是我们的救主。
Father, we want to allow this moment of prayer for anyone here just to have the commitment again to love you and to serve you.
天父，我们藉着这个祈祷，让我们当中是有心意更新的人，是继续是为你是崇拜你，是为你作工。
We pray that everyone here would think deeply and just to unearth, to dig up anything, any kind of sin that you don't like, and we pray that we would just give them to you for you to forgive them.
天父，我是祈求我们每一个人是在我们自己的内心深处是去找出所有你不喜悦的事，我们做错的事，我们是将他们交出来，求天父你是亲自是原谅我们，帮助我们。
Let us start 2019, this new year, correctly by realigning our spirit and our soul to you.
让我们在2019年新年这个时候是重新开始，让我们的目标是我们的心灵是对准天父你。
We thank you so much.
我们感谢天父。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.